Penguin Audio presents The Innocent by Harlan Coben. Read by Scott Brick. Prologue. You never meant to kill him. Your name is Matt Hunter. You were 20 years old. You grew up in an upper-middle-class suburb in northern New Jersey, not far from Manhattan. You live on the poorer side of town, but it's a pretty wealthy town. Your parents work hard and love you unconditionally. You are a middle child. You have an older brother whom you worship and a younger sister whom you tolerate. Like every kid in your town, you grow up worrying about your future and what college you will get into. You work hard enough and get good, if not spectacular, grades. Your average is an A-. You don't make the top 10%, but you're close. You have decent extracurricular activities, including a stint as a treasurer of the school. You are a letterman for both the football and basketball team. Good enough to play Division III, but not for a financial scholarship. You are a bit of a wise ass and naturally charming. In terms of popularity, you hover right below the top echelon. When you take your SATs, your high scores surprise your guidance counselor. You shoot for the Ivy Leagues, but they are just a little out of your reach. Harvard and Yale reject you outright. Penn and Columbia waitlist you. You end up going to Bowdoin, a small elite college in Brunswick, Maine. You love it there. The class sizes are small. You make friends. You don't have a steady girlfriend, but you probably don't want one anyway. In your sophomore year, you start on the varsity football team as a defensive back. You play JV basketball right off the bat, and now that the senior point guard has graduated, you have a serious chance of getting valuable minutes. It is then, heading back to campus between the first and second semester of your junior year, that you kill someone.